Great, so we will call this meeting to order at 5:52, and we will do the Pledge of Allegiance. Any volunteers to lead the pledge? There we go.
Where's the pledge? Here it is.
Over there.
Corner. Okay. Ready? Begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Great. Item number two, roll call. Looks like we're missing Director Gerardo, and everyone else is present. Agenda approval, item number three.
I move that we approve tonight's agenda.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Item number four, public comments. Any public comments out there?
Just you?
All right, item number five.
I think
yeah.
So are you going to do an appointment? Is what I'm getting out of here?
When we get to number six, that's okay. We will discuss that.
Okay.
That's pretty much it.
Yeah, the whole meeting. Cool. So item number five, Director Franklin resignation, discussion and possible action. Jenny, you want to take that to me or Steve?
On August 14th, I received a resignation from Chuck Franklin. I can't disclose any reasons. He has to keep it confidential. It'll be really sad seeing him go.
Yeah.
But it's in his best interest. So that is why we're holding this meeting tonight.
I was going to comment and director's comments, but I guess I'll say now. I do want to thank Chuck for everything that he's done. He's spent an incredible amount of time and energy since he was appointed and then elected. And I feel emotional about it because Chuck was really there in the very beginning. And I've served with him for most of my term, and it's really hard for me to see him go. And I just wanted to speak publicly and just express my deep appreciation for everything that Chuck did. And I always look to him. I always look to him for his guidance on the budget and like the financials. I thought he put. A lot of time and effort into combing through those things and being very diligent, and I always really respected that, and I took a lot from that myself to try and, understand and learn more from him. And I think it's a big loss to lose Chuck, and, he's not here tonight, and I can't thank him, and I hope, to be able to thank him. And I just wanted to publicly say thank you, and I think everybody in this community owes Chuck a lot for all he did. So I guess a round of applause is not really in order, but I have deep respect and deep appreciation for Chuck, and I just want to thank him. So
yeah, thank you. I second all of that. I got elected with Chuck, so he's been on the board the whole time that I've been on the board. And, man, he is fiery and funny and headstrong, and I appreciate all of those things, especially on a board like this, being able to have somebody that will say, no, wait, have you thought about it this way, and to actually look into things very deeply and to look into the financials and do things outside of his comfort zone with the whole year on Zoom and, just fire for life. I really, really enjoyed working with him, so I'm sad to see this, but I... applaud him for doing what's best for him and his family. Thank you, Chuck, for everything.
Yeah, I third that. I didn't know him or work with him as long as you both did, but in the short amount of time that I spent with him, he did a lot, and I fully agree. He brought a different perspective than what I have, and so it was really helpful for me to hear that perspective and making the decisions that we're making and doing what we're doing for the community. So, great appreciation for him as well.
Okay, so then I guess we will move on to item number six, process to fill board vacancy, discussion, and possible action.
did do we need to take any action as far as accepting his resignation in that first part? Or is that just...
Yes, I would recommend that the board entertain a motion in a second to accept Director Franklin's resignation.
Okay, well, I'd like to make a motion with deep appreciation and respect for Director Franklin that we accept his letter of resignation effective August 14th,
2024. I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. All right, so back to item number 6, processes to fill board vacancy.
So... we received, Steve, I reviewed your memo, and I was wondering if you could kind of give us the rundown a little bit so we can all understand together what our options are.
Sure. Thank you, Director Piccolo. By accepting the resignation, then that starts the clock for the board to entertain the possibility of appointing someone to fill that vacancy. The board has 60 days from the date of Director Franklin's resignation, which was August 14th. So you've got 60 days from that date in which to make an appointment, if that's the direction that the board wants to go. In order to make an appointment, the first thing that the board has to do is that staff has to notify the registrar's office, both in San Bernardino County and L.A. County, that a vacancy exists. And that notice needs to be sent to the registrar's office by on or before August 29th. Additionally, in order for the board to make an appointment, then the board has to first post notice of vacancy in 3 conspicuous places within the district, and that notice must be posted for a period of 15 days before the board can make an appointment. So this is really an opportunity for the board to discuss what the board wants to do, whether you want to exercise your right to make an appointment, and if so, what information you would want any applicants to provide as part of that application process, and additionally, what you would want staff to include in that notice that would get posted. The board cannot make any appointments tonight. I repeat, the board cannot make any appointments tonight. The notice has to be posted for at least 15 days before the board can make an appointment. If the board does not choose to make an appointment, the board can call for an election. Now, with Director Franklin, his seat is not set to expire until November of 2026, which means that anyone that is appointed to fill that vacancy would be filling that vacancy until the election in November of 2026. It would be a 2-year term, and then that person, if that person wanted to continue to serve on the board, would need to run for election in November of 2026. If the board, and typically the board would have the option of calling for a special election in lieu of an appointment. The problem now is that the vacancy has occurred within 130 days of the next district election, which is in November, which means that the board cannot call a special election at this November's election for this seat. The vacancy has occurred in too short of a span before the next election. So that's not an option. the board could call for an election, could call for a special election, which would cost the district an extraordinary amount of money, because the registrar would only be holding an election just for this position, which means that all of the registrar's costs would be paid for by the district, rather than, say, this election in November, where the registrar's cost is being distributed among all of the agencies that are going for an election. That is typically not the direction that an agency would go, to call for a special election. If the board were to not take any action within 60 days, then it would go to the Board of Supervisors, and because the bulk of the jurisdictional boundaries of the district are within San Bernardino County, then the Board of Supervisors of the county of San Bernardino would be the one that would make the appointment. That would have to be done within 90 days, which would put it past the election in November. So I talked to county council this morning about the conundrum that this board is in right now, with an election scheduled in November with five people. My understanding is that there's five people who pulled papers and for two seats, and now there's going to be a third seat, but that third seat is not subject to an election in November. And what would happen if the board were to appoint someone who has pulled papers for November, and then that person was elected in November? What I was told by county council was that what that would be treated in the way that that elections are normally treated. If you run for a position and run for an elected position while you're holding another elected position, which is that by running for the elected position, and if you're elected, then you have automatically vacated the prior position. So what that means is that if the board were to appoint someone who has pulled papers for the current election, and that person is appointed for the two-year term, and then that person is subsequently elected in November for the four-year term, then that person would serve the four-year term, and the board would then have to fill the vacancy again for the two-year term for Director Franklin's seat again. So that's what I was told by county council as to how that would be treated, because there would not be the ability at this point in time for the registrar's office to hold an election on the two-year term and the election for the 2 4-year terms. So that's sort of the process right now, but I'll be glad that I know it's very convoluted, but I'll be glad to answer any questions that the board may have on this.
Thank you, Steve.
Sure.
I don't really have any questions. I felt like it was pretty straightforward.
Yeah, it's straightforward. I think we just have to decide if we want to post for an appointment and we want to invite people to want to be appointed, I guess. So, or if we want to make no action and let the Board of Supervisors do it in 90 days.
Oh.
Is what it sounds like.
I the first option.
Yeah.
I would like
so
people to.
The way that it sounds to me is that if that's what we want to do, then we have to give Tammy direction to post it and say that there's a vacancy, and we have to leave it posted for at least 15 days, and then we would have to schedule a meeting. And I looked at the calendar, and it's beyond our next board meeting, so it would have to be held after our September 3rd board meeting.
Okay.
And then we'd have to decide what we'd like to do as far as ask them, do you want them to send like a letter of intent saying that they'd like to fill the vacancy, or like what do you think? But I think that when Stephanie resigned and that we had to appoint someone, I think that we invited people in the same manner, and they submitted maybe, I don't remember if they submitted a letter of intent, but they talked to us in the public forum and said why they wanted to be appointed, and then the board discussed. Is that right, Steve? Am I remembering that correctly?
Yeah, you are remembering it correctly.
Okay.
And the ironic thing is that was how Director Franklin was.
Yep.
Through the resignation of Director Carroll, and shortly after the district was formed. And so really what we're looking at is if the board wishes to exercise its appointment rights, which it does have, for a 60-day period, then direction would need to be given to staff as to where the three locations of the notice would be posted, what information the board would want from potential applicants. If you want a resume, if you want some sort of description as to why they want to be appointed, what information that the board may want as part of your appointment process, this is the time to give that direction to staff. And then once that is posted, then that starts the 15-day clock, and then the board can make the appointment. No less than 15 days after that.
Steve, am I hearing you correctly that you have to have it posted for 15 days and then you have to make the appointment within the following 15 days?
No, you have to make...
That's what I heard too. Thank you.
No. You have to make the appointment within 60 days. You can't make it. In 15 days after the notice is posted.
Okay.
The decision of the board is all open session. There is no closed session. So the board interviews and the board questions and all of that is part of the appointment process. That is all done in open session. There's no closed session that goes with it. So it's a completely open session process. During those interviews, we can sort of talk about that, what the board may want. Normally, there's a situation where the board would have a specific set of questions that the board, may want answered in relation to the service on the district. You may or may not want to provide those questions to the candidates as part of the notice, or you may want to withhold that and then give those to the candidates at the time of the interview. And then during the interview, normally, so that there is a fair field, you would ask the candidates that are not being interviewed to step outside. They are not compelled to step outside. They don't, because it is an open meeting, so they can stay. But if they stay, that also says a lot about, what their attitude may be with respect to the board. And so, that is something that the board considers as part of its decision-making process. But it is all done in open session, and you cannot ask anyone, you cannot compel anyone to leave. It is routinely part of the fairness of the process that those applicants that are currently not being interviewed, if there are a set of questions being asked by the board, that there isn't any benefit given to those candidates to hear those questions beforehand. So the logistics of that interview process is really what is really part of the board discussion tonight. as well as what you might want to put into your notice of appointment and notice of vacancy that would get posted for the 15-day period prior to appointment.
Okay. Thank you, Steve.
Sure.
I think, I mean, just, I'd like a resume and a letter of intent. I don't know if there's specific questions or something that we want them to answer, but I think, like, the letter of intent would explain why they're interested.
Mm-hmm.
Resume would give their qualifications.
Yeah.
That way we're not getting too nitty-gritty with the details of, like, a questionnaire or something.
Yeah, excuse me, I agree. I'd like to see a resume and a letter of intent explaining why they want to be appointed. And if I remember correctly, when we did it the first time, we did have a set of questions, and we handled it in the way that Steve described.
Yeah, during the meeting.
And so, yeah, everyone had the same questions, and I think that we did ask, and I think everyone did step out, you know, in fairness. Steve, am I remembering that correctly also?
Yes, you are.
I think we handled that in the same way. And so, yeah, I don't see a problem with handling it in the same way. Yeah. I think it's fair, and it gives everyone, you know, I think it would, you know, I don't know if we'd want to come up with the questions here tonight or if we wanted Tammy to come up with the questions or what.
I'd be curious what the questions were last time.
I actually don't know.
I think I have a copy of them.
Yeah, if we maybe have a copy of them, that'd be great. And if we do.
I'm pretty sure.
I mean, I don't think they were too in-depth. It was more of like your intent and, you know, what you think you can bring to the community and stuff like that. So I don't see there being a problem with that because I think it would give that person a chance to publicly speak and get comfortable with that if that's what they would like to do and be on the board. So I think handling it the same way would be fine.
Yep, I agree.
So the other things
to handle would be the three locations. Tammy, where do you usually post?
I usually post here, right outside the hardware store, and then in front of our building on our bulletin board.
And
that's where I post agendas.
Do we post in the newspaper, Steve, as well as for the requirement?
You can. You're not obligated to.
Okay.
But you can. As well as on your website.
Okay. Yeah, are you guys good with putting it on the website?
Website, social media, I think would hit a lot of people.
Yeah.
And then I think maybe, Tammy, if we could add a description in there when we post it that tell them that they're filling a vacancy and that the vacancy their term will have to go until 2026 so that they understand that they're taking on more than a 2-year term.
That would be November, right? 26. Okay.
Yeah. However, I can come up with it eloquently off the top of my head, but if you could make sure that that's included so they understand it's not until November, or it's not for a year or whatnot, that it would be the remainder of his term.
Okay.
Unless they got elected.
And then it gets a little more tricky. So, yeah.
That would be interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. Did you guys want to do questions? Or would you do the questions got there? You know.
Yeah, we would do the questions meeting. During the meeting.
Okay.
And
so
like Steve said, I think...
Resume.
So this is all you guys care about right now?
Yeah, is making, you know, the post that there's a vacancy, having it up for 15 days, and then asking them in the letter that we're going to hang to provide a resume and a letter of intent. And then the time comes for the meeting, whenever we're obviously going to have to call a special meeting because it's beyond the September 3rd date. When we call a special meeting, I mean, I'm inclined to just ask the questions there and not give them in advance, personally, and then make it fair for everybody.
Yeah.
Yep.
So.
I agree. Anything else
do you want to identify in the notice when the board will be holding the meeting for the appointment?
Oh, that's
probably a good idea. 15 days, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
I'm assuming it's going to take a little bit for posting.
Yeah.
So, you know, I would, wouldn't expect posting to occur tomorrow.
It'll happen by the end of the week. Let's put it
that
way.
Okay.
Okay. So
we should be able to do that.
2 weeks from Friday.
6, 7, 8.
We gotta get this going.
So 15 days is, if you posted it on Friday, 15 days is September 7th. And so we could shoot for a meeting between the 9th and the 13th or between the 16th and the 20th, depending on what you guys would like to do.
We're checking the availability of the buildings to...
do you have the calendar?
12th is open.
The 11th is open. Evenings.
These are evenings.
Yeah, I can't do Thursdays because I teach on Thursdays.
That's right. I don't.
You can't do Friday because it's the farmer's market and the co-op's not running. We can't do Tuesday, senior fall.
So Thursday.
So it could be Monday the 9th.
I can do Thursdays like at 6:30. But
that's fine with me. That might work better too because it's a commuter town. You know, we moved the meetings earlier when I joined the board, but it used to be later. It
used to be 7 o'clock.
Exactly. All the 11. Cities I've worked for have been 7 o'clock meetings because people work.
People work.
Yeah,
so
honestly,
the
like...
ninth, it's either the 9th, the 11th, or the 12th, and then the following week, the only time that's available in the building is the 16th, which is Monday. There's meetings all that evening.
I could probably do the 12th, the Thursday, at like 6:30 because I'm done by 6 and I'm here in town, so... I don't have to drive anywhere. Are you guys available that day?
The 12th works for me, the 11th works for me, and the 9th works for me.
Do you need to check your calendar? The 12th at 6:30?
Yeah, whatever time. Whatever day. I'll just need a babysitter.
Okay.
That's it.
Okay.
If that's
not bringing this one next time.
Yeah, we'll do that.
That's good.
If that's the
that's
best
like
topic.
The only day I don't have baseball at night, so
no,
that'll
that's
work
good.
For me.
What, Steve, are you available September 12th at 6:30 p.m.? I don't know what day that is.
Yes.
It's a Thursday.
Awesome. Okay.
Sorry, what time?
6:30. Okay, so then we'll hold the meeting September 12th. 6:30 in the community building. Okay.
Perfect. Anything else we need to settle,
yeah.
Steve?
Tammy, did we give you enough direction on what needs to go on there and whatnot? Huh?
Would you
proof
it before I send it?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
I can definitely
that's
do that.
That's easy enough.
Okay.
Okay.
And then we're asking for a letter of intent
and
a
resume.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We'll put it on our
and
website.
Then,
and so,
and
do you want us to run it in the paper?
What do you think?
I think there's not a very quick turnaround time. I don't think it'll be quick enough to get it in there, and I think social media will hit the right people.
Yeah. Okay.
Maybe if they'll let you, the Village Grind, if you want to post it there too. Because a lot of people go there,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, there's
right.
a big bulletin board there.
No, yeah, in the grocery store.
I'm trying to think. Yeah, grocery
store.
Oh,
yeah, they have a new big one, too.
Mm-hmm.
Better to post it more places.
Exactly.
To get better
oh,
outreach.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. Okay.
And those places are easy hit.
Good
idea.
Okay. Maybe Marty, maybe.
Yeah, they would. Mm-hmm. Okay, very good.
All right.
I think that's it for that then. Mr. Kennedy, anything else we need to handle there?
No, that's all I have. It just is, just for the record, I really enjoyed my time serving Director Franklin. I concur with the comments from Director LoPiccolo and Director and President Albers. It was an honor to serve him. He was is a unique man, and grateful for that opportunity, and I'm thankful for all that time. So
yeah,
that's all.
Very good. Mm-hmm. All right. So then, moving on to item number 7, director comments. Alexis, anything?
Yeah, I'll just reiterate what I said earlier. It was a pleasure to serve with Chuck, and I'm really glad that I got to know him on this board and got to hear his input on everything that we've gone over in my year and a half. I don't even think it's been 2 years yet, but I've served on the board. It was an honor to serve with him. So
yeah.
Sad to see him go, but I understand needing to put yourself first.
Yep.
Yeah. And yes, ditto. You said it very nicely, and I said it all, and just thank you again, Chuck, very much. And I guess in my comments, I'd like to see if we could get him some type of like, you know how we've done the plaques before for, you know, the other directors. I'd like to do the same for Chuck, so that we make sure to honor him. Yeah. For his service. And
absolutely.
Honestly, I don't know, maybe even say something about him in the paper or something like that.
Yeah.
So everybody could, you know, thank him for what he's done.
Sorry.
No, I understand.
Yeah.
I'm with you. So thank you, Chuck, very much. And I did like the jabs about, I know you're Parks and Rec. I know you're Parks and Rec. And I'll always remember that about Chuck. So it kept me going with Parks and Rec.
There's definitely a lot of funny memories with Chuck, I'm sure we'll bring up at every meeting.
Yeah.
And I'm anxiously optimistic for opening this up to the community and seeing who steps up there. I know we have a lot of people who have wanted to get involved for a long time. So here is an opportunity presented to everybody who did want to step up. So I am anxiously optimistic for that and looking forward to seeing who steps up for that. All right. Future board meeting is Tuesday, September 3rd at 5:30 p.m. And then we will have a special board meeting on September 12th at 6:30 p.m. at the community building. So we will end this meeting at 6:23. Thank you all for coming.
Thank you,
Mr. Kennedy.
Thank you, Mr. Kennedy.